special broadcast of the Inside Outside Guys, live from the Basements Plus showroom in Commerce, Michigan. Transform your basement with Michigan's trusted waterproofing and finishing experts today at basementsplus.com. Here are Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, live and in person at the Basements Plus Chili Cook-Off.
Starting to really smell good, isn't it? Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to some chili.
You know, I asked Amy about the cornbread. Do you like cornbread?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you like it when they put all kinds of peppers and weird stuff?
I don't either. I don't like anything. You know, years ago, remember? You were, matter of fact, you were with me. I said to the lady, she goes, "How you like your hot dog?" I said, "I like my hot dog plain like my wife." No, plain like my woman. And the lady yells at me, "Your wife's not plain." I'm like, it was a joke.
Lighten up.
I like plain. I'm not a big...
Yeah, I'm the same way. I use real butter and lots of it.
Yeah,
and
there you go.
Ready for the next one?
It's good stuff. I want to mention, a lot of people come to us, you know, they'll start an email. I've been a 40, 50, 60, 80-year-old house. They don't build them like they used to, you know. We looked at a new one.
Right.
You and I wrote an article Friday on that issue. You're right. They don't build them like they used to. Praise God.
They build them better?
They build them better. And in our article, we tried to highlight a whole bunch of things that were appropriate to the times.
Yep.
And a couple things that are good. I mean, one of the things that we mentioned was that houses were very efficient with space. I mean, stairways were so steep, they were like ladders, right?
You're right.
Because stairways eat up square footage. Houses are square because square houses don't have a lot of hallways in them. Hallways are wasted square footage. And you and I suggested that that might be a great way to kind of retreat back to that thinking so we can get greater density on the little bit of land that's available to build on.
Yeah.
Because greater density lowers the price of houses and makes it far more affordable for people like our kids to get into a house. So that was one positive.
Yeah, yeah, we definitely need to do more of that.
Yes.
As I say. Question, though. If you're building a new house today, what would be the one thing you would take from the old houses and keep? I can say one, which is wet plaster. If I could afford to do wet plaster in a brand new house and not do drywall, I would prefer wet plaster.
You know, it's funny, though, because we mentioned, I mean, back then, studs, you might get 200 studs, and they were all quite different in size. And the application of three thick coats of plaster would somewhat true that wall up, but the honest truth is, you could, most houses that had plaster and sight down the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like a wavy body of
water.
It does.
It does.
I'll tell you, you mentioned that, and I'm thinking the foundations have radically improved. You mentioned that a couple segments ago.
Yes, they have.
Drywall with thin coat plaster is a tremendous product, I think.
Durable, because that's the main thing about drywall. You get the wrong drywall, and it doesn't even have to be the thicker or thinner drywall. Some drywall is just dense so easy.
You know, we used to use 5/8 drywall, which is 1-hour fire shield drywall that you see in your garage.
Right.
We put it on all of our exterior walls and our ceilings. And you never know that when you walked in the house, because they all, you know, it looks the same. But that is a lot denser, a lot harder, a lot heavier, and arguably gives you greater sound deadening and fire protection.
And it does matter.
And it does matter.
Especially with little kids.
Yes. You know, yes.
Little kids will put dents in the moldings and the drywall and everything else. That's why I liked wet plaster. But like what you said, wet a thin coat over top of it. That'd be a great way to
do it. I worked for a builder when I was going to Central Michigan. Dave and Woody, Brant and Lear in Mount Pleasant. God bless you. I'm going to shut up and eat a donut while you talk.
Thank you, Mike.
And they did thin coat plaster in all their houses, which at the time I had no awareness of. But I remember sitting and just watching the guys apply that. They would hang what we call blue board.
Lost art.
Drywall that's blue throughout the entire house. And they would apply two coats, and it was literally thin. I mean, and it was perfect. It was beautiful. It was gorgeous.
Right. Right.
And I remember sitting there going, I couldn't do that in 100 years.
You know, that's a lost art. We need to do a show one day on some of the lost arts that are out there.
There you go.
And, you know, you and I believe, we've talked about, so we believe that the word artist is thrown around way too easily.
Thank you.
In our society, okay? I don't consider a lot of entertainers artists like they consider themselves.
Thank you.
I consider a lot of builders, a lot of tradespeople, artists. You know, I could show you a picture of a chimney that I posted at theinsideoutsideguys.com recently, and it is a piece of art. It's just, you look at it and you can't think any other way. The detail, the time that it took to do this, I call it a piece of art.
You know, it's funny you say that, and I respect it immensely. I had a plumber, Gary Davis. Gary, I think, might still be out there making a buck.
You, at your age, you got to think that about all your friends.
Well, I know. Is he dead? No, I'm kidding. Gary, if you're listening, I didn't mean that last statement. Gary grew up doing cast iron, drain waste vent, and then copper,
okay,
and then PVC. And I would, back in the day when you had to buy film and pay to have it developed, I would take pictures of his drain waste vent systems because it was art.
Really?
And I would show people, you know, when they came through the house, this is what your drain waste, and they'd look at you like you're stupid. I go, look how beautiful that is, the attention to detail, and it's covered up. So if that work is covered up, think of how the rest of your house is
built.
Good
point. Good point.
He was. It was artwork. It truly was.
It's so important. And the attention to detail part, it seems to me like we've lost that. We haven't, when I say we, I mean as an industry, we haven't trained people. Because those are the things that really matter, to me at least, are those little attention to details. When I used to do the concrete work, we'd have a guy at the end where his job was attention to detail. So he'd walk around at the end of the job, and anything that he thought he had to touch up or move or whatever, that's what he had to do.
I like that.
And we had no complaints. We also had a cleanup crew where all they did was clean up. So they knew they didn't get paid by the homeowner until they cleaned up to the homeowner's satisfaction.
You know, good builders, you know, Basements Plus certainly does that. You and I have seen that. But they literally, and we did this, gosh, decades ago. We wrote standards that we sold to people.
There you go.
Your trim will be closed, you know, at every joint to within this tolerance. Your drywall will have this tolerance. We defined all that stuff. And it was all measurable. So if we screwed up, you could measure and prove that we screwed up. But we could also measure and prove that we did it right.
Right.
And that allows you then to use that same thing as a checklist, like your guys on the job.
Sure.
You use that list that you sold the client as your checklist before you deliver the product. And it just keeps everybody as happy as you're ever going to get
them. Absolutely. Hey, I want to remind everybody about theinsideoutsideguys.com. Chuck and I are constantly answering emails on there. And we are getting more and more quality Southeast Michigan professionals on there for anything you need for your home. So go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. If you don't find who you are looking for, send Chuck and I an email. Good majority of the companies that Chuck and I will refer to you aren't necessarily advertisers on the Inside Outside Guys. They are true professionals, or we would never, ever refer them. That's why we would never refer someone to you that we wouldn't use at our own house. You can find all those professionals at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com. And as you know, you can find the best companies in Southeast Michigan at theinsideoutsideguys.com. So you and your husband are having a conversation, and he says or she says, I want to finish our basement. Simply go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, click on basements, and you will find Basements Plus. You give them a call. They'll come out. They'll do a total evaluation, give you a price, and when you're done, there's no doubt in Chuck or my mind, you will be happy. The proof is in the pudding with all the five-star reviews they have out there.
But you've got to deal with Steve and Amy Iverson at 248-926-6630, because we found out these these people are so good, others are imitating them. You'll see similar names out there.
Right.
And you might think you've got the best company when you don't. So you've got to talk to you guys, right, Steve?
Basements Plus in Commerce Township.
There's
only one location. Give us a call. We'll tell you how to get here if you have any issues.
No, I respect that. Yeah. That makes a difference.
You know, Steve, Chuck and I talk to just a ton of owners. And a lot of owners talk about how great their company is. You talk about how great your company is, but you give almost all the credit to your people. Talk about that for a minute. I mean, that is impressive.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, our people are our biggest asset. And, you know, we've got a lot of long-term employees that have helped build the company from basically the ground up. And
you got a heck of a business here.
Yeah, and really, you know, we kind of talk about people, products, and processes.
Yeah.
The people component is the most important. And having our people take care of our customers, like, it just works awesome, and they do a great job of taking care of our customers. We trust them to do that, and, you know, it's just a...
I mean, you're inside the house. You're creating a mess in that basement, you know, and converting it, and there's got to be a lot of trust involved.
Yeah, we're entering somebody's home, and it's total trust. Like, we're not, a roof where we're... out of your space, in every corner of your house, and in some cases it's an inconvenience, but you know, we are experienced enough at this that we know a lot of the expectations that need to be set to have a successful project.
You've taken it to the next level.
Yeah.
And that's scary for a lot of homeowners
to call
people in like that. But Chuck and I take pride in, if they get your number from the Inside Outside Guys, your information, InsideOutsideGuys.com, they don't have to worry. They don't have to be scared. The worst thing that happens is you don't do a job for them. That's the worst thing that happens.
Right.
But if they choose you, you are so confident. Who do you got sitting next to you here, Steve?
I have Katie Salo sitting next to me. She's been here for 15 years, since 2010, and she's one of our longtime people who have helped build. She sits on our leadership team. She's our director of design, and like I said, she's been here for 15 years. She's helped build this business from the ground up.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
How important is good design?
Oh, it's very important.
Oh, come on.
Chuck and I talk about good design all the time and how important it is, and you're going to prove that today.
Yeah, we want to make sure that the space works for what the homeowner wants to use it for, that it looks great, that we can show it off, that they can show it off, that everybody's happy with what it looks like in the end.
How important, even internally, is it for budgeting purposes, scheduling purposes, and the actual production on the job site that you have good design?
Well, it's essential that all the details are pulled together, that everything is thought through ahead of time, that we take the time to make sure that all of those things are worked out before we start swinging the hammers, because, you know, we don't want to get stuck partway through with an issue. You know, we want it to run smoothly so that the production starts on time and ends on time.
So Katie has two different design teams. She has one design team that does pre-sale designs, and so they're doing the pre-design, getting an estimate, and then they're signing. She has a whole another team that is very unique in our business, that they do the post-sale work. So they're doing all the selections, the color coordinating, cabinet doors, the whole, you know, basically bringing the whole thing together, getting it ready to go into production, and handing off a clean job. And that's really where she's developed this whole process. Like, she's put
Steve,
this whole thing together.
I'm sure you've seen how stressful that can be for homeowners who don't have a Katie to help them.
Yes.
Because that is stressful. And I'm sure you've helped a lot of homeowners in that. I mean, have you ever said to a homeowner, I don't think you're going to like that color. Let's look at this one.
Well, usually you have to be a little more delicate than that. But,
okay.
You know,
She'd be better than you. I like what you said about having it done before it got passed off to production, because so you've sat with a homeowner and chosen everything, faucet finish, faucet type, all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Ahead of time.
We've gone through and looked at all the colors, all the details. We've, you know, coordinated and held everything up so that we can get the colors right. And then in our CAD program, they can actually take the exact material materials that we've chosen in our selections process and put them into the 3D rendering so that the homeowner can see the vision of what they're going to have and how it's going to look before we even build it.
And with you being here 15 years, you've got a great idea of what works and doesn't work. So if something comes up that you go, I'm not sure, you have the intelligence to say, let's switch it to this way.
Yeah, I would make suggestions and say, you know, I think this color would look better with the cabinet that you chose, or, you know, I think that for how you're going to use your space, you might want to move the closet over here or have your storage over there. You know, you think through what they're doing in the space, what the functions are, you know, what the style is. People will bring in pictures of what they want, or I've even had people bring in the throw pillow or the curtains that they know that they're going to put in that room, and then we can pick the right paint colors, the right flooring to give them the feeling that they're looking for.
See, there are a lot of people in the industry that will say, we can pick that stuff out after it gets started. In your experience, Steve shaking his head, I agree. Yeah. How important is it for people to get in there and make those choices and assign a price to everything and know what they're getting before they start?
Yeah, we want to have everything down to the paint color and the knobs and everything figured out before we start, because sometimes the decision process can take a while for people, and you don't want the decision process to hold up the production process.
Fair. You
know, so it's vital to get the decision part done before we start the production part.
And you can't assign a number to anything if you haven't picked it out.
It's a critical component. And Katie and I have learned this lesson over the years, is every time we started a job with any loose ends, it always went sideways.
Always.
Always.
Yeah. Always.
That's interesting. So you like to sit down with both homeowners? Is that important to you?
It is. We've recently had a couple situations where one partner decided that it wasn't important to be at the first meeting and then came in at the last minute and wanted to change everything right before we started.
See, I find that interesting because Chuck and I have always talked about that. We used to get people mad at us because we'd say we want both homeowners there, but you guys go through, I mean, it's like buying a house. You guys go through so much. You can't expect whichever partner you're talking to remember everything and explain it right to their spouse. When they're both there, it saves confusion. And what you just said, being in your position, that just has to be the worst when that happens.
It's tough, because then because we want everything to be totally decided before we start, you know, if someone's changing it at the last minute, that's a lot of scrambling.
Do you get resistance from any homeowners on the idea of doing that?
Of having them both there?
Both there and picking things out before you're going to start anything.
Not typically. Once we set the expectation that, you know, this is what we do and how we do it and why, people are usually very accepting.
I think we, we've been doing this long enough that people trust that we've got a really dialed in process, and that's what we're talking to them about. Again, back to people, products, and processes, but we know how to create a successful project, and our process delivers that, and that's what we're promising our customers.
You know, I like that. I'm the kind of guy, when we built a house years ago, I said, honey, just give me a room in the basement that I can put my deer mounts in and it can be mine. And I meant it. And I didn't. I think you're the same way. I trust my wife to design whatever she wants to. Do you get stuff like that a lot? Because one thing that used to drive me crazy is when I dealt with a homeowner, it was the lady. And then the very first problem, I got the husband calling me on my butt. I have said to husband, sir, I'm sorry, but I haven't dealt with you one time up to this point. If it was so important to you, shouldn't you have been at the first meeting we had? And of course, I never liked hearing that, but it needed to be said.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens. You know, we want to make sure that when people come in and they say, you know, I'm the one making the decisions, you know, you have to respect that. When it kind of goes the other way, though, you know, you want to have a good way to communicate. So even when one person is making all the decisions, we use an online software that has all of our selections, all of the floor plans, all of the details. We can put notes. The subcontractors can put notes. They put daily logs of what's been going on.
And the homeowners can see that?
Mm-hmm. The homeowners can see all of the selections, the plans, and we ask them to approve that they've looked through everything.
You're going to have two trains of thoughts. Tell me if I'm right. One guy going, guys, I don't want to do that. Can't you just give me a basement? And the smart guy that goes, this is awesome, guys. Thank you so much for that, because now they know exactly what's going to happen before they have it. Have you ran into both those people?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've ran into all the people.
You know what? Yeah. Anyone that's in this industry that we are in are going to have great jobs. They're going to have jobs that don't go so perfect. So you see that, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, we do everything. Like I said, we've been doing this long enough. I've been in this business for 25 years. Katie's been in this particular business for 15, but has a lot of industry experience. So we've made, you know, we've learned by all of our mistakes. And so at this juncture, we've put together what we feel like is a bulletproof program.
You have.
I love it.
You really, I mean, that's a great way to put it, a bulletproof program. Katie, you did a great job of explaining what a homeowner can expect before the process act, before a hammer hits the wall, as you would say, when they call Basements Plus. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
this is the Inside Outside Guys, today featuring Basements Plus.
It's a special broadcast of the Inside Outside Guys, live from the Basements Plus showroom in Commerce, Michigan. Transform your basement with Michigan's trusted waterproofing and finishing experts today at basementsplus.com. Here are Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, live at the Basements Plus Chili Cook-Off. Having a lot of fun here. Got some good cornbread, some good cider donuts.
We are.
So you go ahead and talk. I'm going to eat.
Okay. What else is new? You know, we've been spending the day talking to Steve Iverson, and since the first time we met Steve, Steve's talked so much about the crews that he has. So while we're here at their annual Chili Cook-Off, which, again, Basements Plus is putting on for their employees, because they do such a great job for them, Steve wanted to make sure we talk to some of the people that make this such a successful company. And Steve, do us a favor and introduce the person standing next to you, or sitting next to you, please.
So I have Elizabeth Splann, who is our HR. And
I love it.
All right, we got the kids coming through. She's our HR and finance director and our integrator, which, if you're not familiar with the term, it's like a general manager.
Katie?
Integrator.
Do us a favor and explain all that to us, please.
Exactly.
What exactly do you do here?
So, as obviously the director of finance and HR, I'm responsible for all of the financial reporting, making sure budgets are on track, and then in HR, finding the A-plus players that can help support and, you know, grow Basements Plus and really keep us on track and give the best products that we can to our customers.
Are you always looking for that person?
I'm always looking. Well, it's always open. I will talk to anybody anytime. I just had an interview at 9 o'clock on my way home the other night.
I love it.
Isn't interviewing easy people, isn't finding good employees pretty easy in this
Not
market?
Not at all.
I know, I'm just joking. You know what, Katie? It never has been.
This one's Elizabeth.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth. I apologize.
Okay.
I apologize.
It's okay.
But it never has been. I mean, Chuck, you remember in the 80s, it was never easy finding that person.
Good people.
Good people. And you're not just going to hire warm bodies, are you?
No. So I interview with heart and instinct, I would say, is the main thing. When I sit in an interview and I've trained my HR manager to do this as well, it's not necessarily, you can train a lot of things. You can, you know, people can come in with certain skills, but how do they make you feel? What type of body language do they have?
And
are they going to fit into the company
exactly.
and make it better?
Yeah.
You know, it's. I laugh. I say we only take the good, honest, kind people because of our core values. Every time I interview, I'm thinking, can I trust this person? Do I feel like they're being honest?
Big.
Do I think they're going to take ownership when I ask a question about, you know, what time have you failed? And do I feel like they're giving me a story?
I've never failed.
Or do they feel like they're being honest, you know? And those are our core values. Adaptability. I can, in the conversation, can I pivot?
Right.
Have them pivot with me easily. All
right.
These types of, you know, things that we're looking for. And then tenacity. Do I think they're going to just drive to get things done, you know?
Right.
And then last but not least, it's pride.
Good
for you.
Can I
see the pride in them? Because if you are not proud of who you are, who you work with, and what you do, you'll never work here.
And not everyone has it. That personality. But let's say you have someone that's a really good worker. They show up every day. They're good, but they're just not really good at talking to homeowners. Well, then maybe they're going to work here in the office, or they're going to stay in the truck, and they're going to labor.
You don't have to be good at talking to homeowners to have those values.
Right. I mean, I remember saying to people when I've had a problem with them, you should not be the person that greets people when we walk in the door. Or you have no business being on the other side of this phone in customer service, because they just don't get it.
For sure.
That's not going to happen here, is it?
How would you describe the culture of this company?
Authentic. And that's a fun word for me.
It's a good word.
So I came here about 4 years ago, and I did not come from a happy place. That's not, obviously, most people.
What industry did you come from?
I actually ran a dance studio.
Did
dance
you?
Moms. Yeah, I did it for 11 years. Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a little soft shoe
here? I was kind of like the general manager there, wasn't the owner. But yeah, the people were hard, the clients were hard, and the owner was hard. And there was no culture, there was no support or
anything
along those lines. And so when I came here, I just was looking for a place to be and not feel every day like I was just worthless, I guess is a good way to put it.
Do you look and skyward and go, thank you, Lord, for
absolutely. Bringing me? Even Amy are like the best owners you can ask for. I tell people in interviews, we have owners that are here before us, here after us, and work harder than we do, which is what sets them apart.
That's awesome. I love what you said about taking ownership. Oh. That's something you really have to teach. A lot of people don't understand that concept. You'll hear someone say, what do you mean taking ownership? I don't make the money. No, it's that when someone asks you a question like you said, you look them in the eye, you shake their hand, if you don't know the answer, you tell them you're going to find it out. And you're right. It's about being... I love the people, even older people, that say, how you doing, sir? Mm-hmm. You know, because it just shows respect. And I'm always, good, sir, how are you? Good, ma'am, how are you? That's the way people should talk to each other.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as a director of HR here, all I want is for people to want to work here. I don't want the Sunday blues. I want you to be looking forward to coming in and seeing the people you see day to day. A couple years ago, we made a video about what's your plus. And most of the people's responses are the people I work with. And that means we're doing something right.
Well, I love that. So what do you typically hear? What's your plus?
That I get to come to work with the people I come with every day. That I get to present a dream basement to a customer in the design department. That I get to watch the customer walk into their basement in the end and be awed at what we've provided them. Those are all things that, with the right people, you can obtain.
That's why what we're doing right now is so important, because it's so easy for us and Chuck and myself to say, you guys are a great company. But right now, people are hearing the kids playing in the background. That's because you've got, 20, 30 employees over there all having a good time, and you said, guys, bring your kids.
For mm-hmm. sure. My husband's here.
Yeah,
my daughter works here. Yeah. Well, that's the other great thing about this company is we want our friends and family to work here. It's encouraged, because when you're happy, you want to share that. You want other people that you know to be happy, too. My niece works here. My nephew works here. My daughter works here.
Oh, my goodness.
You were the first one to work here.
I was the first one to work here.
And it's still one of the top places to work.
We did. Last year, we were number 8. This year, we're going to be number 1.
Are you?
I'm going to put it out there, yeah.
God bless you. I love that.
I know we're the best place to work. I need everybody else to know that.
you made Steve laugh when you said that. you got to love hearing that.
I do. It feels good. You know, we're a big family here. I have a lot of family here, but what I really love is, like Elizabeth said, like, we have a lot of people who bring their family in here.
Hard to do, really.
Oh, right. No, Elizabeth's not the only one. We've got multiple people who have done it. She's got a bunch here right now, but it is cool that people are willing to bring their family in.
It's a big risk from a lot of perspectives.
Business. Yeah.
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 Well, but you've made it easy when Steve treats them like family. Everyone here.
I love it.
And you would never invite those people here unless you know they had a career, not just a job. When people come here, they're getting a career. And, Steve, they're learning a good trade as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're going to have skills that are going to carry on for a long, long time. Can't be replaced by AI.
You guys are doing such a great job of explaining who Basements Plus is, and we so much appreciate it. And we get back from break, we're going to have Steve and Amy again talking and basically winding this up. Another reason, if you're thinking about a new basement or a beautiful finished basement. You'd do yourself a disservice if you didn't contact Basements Plus.
Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys live. As you can tell by the background noise at the Chili Cook-Off, sponsored by Basements Plus, they've got some vendors and employees here, and everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy. Did you see all the names of the chili that they have on there? One's called 239 Chili.
239?
Yep.
Why 239?
Because there's 239 beans in it.
Somebody counted that? Why?
Because if they put one more, it'd be too farty.
I get it.
Too farty.
Too farty, I tell
you. I get it. It's too farty.
It's a chili joke. We're at a chili cook-off, okay?
People on the radio listening to us going, really? I tuned in for this.
Right.
But it's a great company.
You're going to use it. It's chili season.
There you go.
You guys, your ratings on Google and the Better Business Bureau are out of this world. Truly. What does it mean to be A-plus rated with the BBB?
Well, so this is a subject that Amy and I have been looking into recently, and A-plus rating, you know, so we actually did a little research project and looked at all of our competition.
What competition? Come on.
Well, there's people that go up against
us here.
There's
people that pretend to do what you do.
Yeah, and so I looked at it, and every single one of us have an A-plus rating, every single company. And then we started to look at, okay, well, let's take it a step further. Let's go look at complaints. And so we looked at complaints. We, of course, have zero complaints. So, and this is how the
Seriously?
Better, yeah, zero complaints.
That's amazing.
And this is, you know, how the Better Business Bureau works. But some of our competitors, like, we've got 26 complaints. And you can get in there and you can read about the complaints. We've got one competitor with 378 complaints. We've got one competitor with, as of last week, 712 in the last 3 years.
That's beyond belief.
Yeah, so we wanted to come on here kind of as a customer service advocate, not necessarily just about our customers.
Sure.
But also, if you're having, you're going to find the same thing if you're getting a roof done or you're getting a bathroom remodeled or you're going to get anything. So go beyond the rating, because the rating, and here's how you establish your A-plus rating. There's two criteria. You pay your bill to the Better Business Bureau. And the other thing is you respond to the complaint. If you respond to the complaint, that doesn't mean you resolve it. That means you say, we received your complaint.
I'm so good you said that.
Yeah. So, you know, and it was shocking when I actually saw this information. I'm like, this isn't right. So whether, like I said, I don't care.
It can
care.
Be deceptive for a consumer.
For sure. And that's why everybody says I've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah.
And people leave it alone at that. You got to go further. You got to look further.
So true. So true. It is what it is.
I hear that. We've known that for years because we used to do some work ourselves that way.
Yep.
And to hear you say that so candidly is refreshing. One competitor, over 700 complaints in 3 years.
Yes.
I mean, if I'm listening, I'm going, who is it? I don't want to call them.
But I tell you who it is. It's a company that doesn't have the kind of employees or the culture that they have here at Basements yeah. Plus. Because I can tell you right now, if Elizabeth got a complaint, it would be dealt with
right.
in a heart. I mean, you can just tell by the personality
exactly.
she is. It's going to be, and you're probably never going to hear about it, which is what you want, right?
Yeah, I have a team that they try and handle business and make sure that, you know, we're getting, yeah. giving our, delivering our, the experience that we promised our customer. And that's why we don't have any complaints. And we have a great Google review. I think it was 4.9, which is hard to do in the construction industry.
Well, with the amount of jobs you do.
In yeah. any industry. I mean, you guys, I love that you are so about setting expectations and then making sure they are fulfilled, because that has everything to do with relationships, right? With being able to keep people happy in a comfort zone.
Yeah, absolutely.
They don't lose their trust in you.
No, and that's huge. Like, that's where we can't function if our people don't trust us.
Yeah.
It's a great way to put it. It's a great way to put it. It's all about trust, isn't it?
Yeah.
So do you have room for any new jobs as we approach the end of this
Christmas
year?
Christmas is coming.
I know.
Yeah, we do. So we have room to start projects. I think we have 8 or 10 more slots between now and the end of the year. Which,
now, what does that mean, Steve?
That's for finishing projects.
Yeah. So that means
I love that she knows that. So, I mean, that's just so
So that means, like, those are actually start dates on the calendar. That means you've signed a contract. You've been through the the design, the initial design phase, and you land on our schedule for us to start your project. It doesn't mean it's going to be done. Well, it's not going to be done. It's just going to get started, and then once we start it, we stay with it, and we stay with it till it's done.
I want people to hear that, though. I mean, Basements Plus is extremely busy, but once you start a job, those guys will come back every day until that job is complete.
Correct, yeah.
Because we all know that's one of the biggest frustrations with homeowners when they deal with companies that are very busy, is they'll show up for 1 or 2 days and then leave and go do someone else. And those are companies that are chasing money for the most part when that happens. You will not get that at Basements
Plus. I mean, getting a plan done, getting everything spec'd out, getting a budget done and a schedule done, that's most of the work.
It's several months of getting everything tied together so that production can make a smooth transition.
I started the show saying it's been a good year, and Chuck and I are confident. I think a lot of people, next year is going to be an even better year for our economy. I hope everyone's as we're not economists, but we think it's going to be a good year next year. So if people want to get on the schedule next year, you say you only have 8 spots to get on a schedule before the end of the year. They need to contact you soon.
Yeah, if they want to have an Easter party at their house, they should be calling us very soon.
And we've done nothing but talk about how you guys don't do it fast and bad. You do it slow and right.
Yeah.
You know? And that is so important to people. If someone comes to you and go, guys, I want it done, you're not going to go, hey, let's see if we can push off Mr. Smith a couple weeks and fit them in, because you're just not going to do anything
like
that.
We only start so many jobs a week. Like we only do a max of 4. So we're not going to load them up just to get you in and start getting some money and let you sit.
And let's turn the caution light on, because you guys showed us maybe a year ago a job that someone had someone else finished, supposedly. Yeah. They didn't really finish it. And it wasn't done right. There wasn't a pre-inspection done or a post-inspection or anything. You want to just speak real quickly to that, because we don't want people making bad decisions with who they hire.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I felt really bad for the lady. We were contacted.
Yeah.
She spent a fair amount of money, like $70,000 to get her basement done.
That's a lot of money.
And it did not add 1 inch of value to her home.
It was terrible. You showed us pictures.
To redo it, and she couldn't afford, because essentially for me to put my name on that basement, I had to tear it out. I couldn't go in there and fix things up. I had to tear it out and start from scratch.
You could have, but you wouldn't do it because you wouldn't put your, a lot of companies would have. A company would have negotiated the price and done that.
Yeah.
But your standards are too high.
Right. We did not want to. I did not want to have my name on it unless I owned every part of it.
Good for you. Good for you. So, that's confidence.
Yeah.
So the free inspection thing, you talked about that in the first segment we talked with you guys. What does that involve? What is it? How does somebody get one done?
Well, they just get a call or go to the website and fill out a contact form. Our appointment center will schedule an appointment with one of our specialists, whether you're calling for foundation repair, crawl, sit, base encapsulation, or finishing. We'll send the right person out based on what your project is, and then we'll set up an appointment to come out and meet with you and have a consultation.
Can we phase work with you? I'm sorry, Ken. In other words, I can't afford to have everything done today.
Yeah.
Can I have it done over a year and a half or 2 years maybe? I don't know.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. And we'll set it up. If you have a leaky basement and you need it to get it waterproof, but you eventually want to finish it, we'll set it up so it can be finished and finished properly.
Love it. Love it. So we've spent this whole show talking about all the positives at Basements Plus. The last thing people are going to do is be confused. It is so important to you guys that everything's up front from the first time you met them. And by the way, no pressure sales.
No.
There's no need for you guys to pressure sell.
No, there's zero pressure. I mean, we're there as a consultant, essentially. We don't have sales boot camps. We don't have special sales tactics that we use.
You're not going to go out to the car and say, I just talked to my manager and I can give you this?
No, I can promise you that will not happen.
I hope people hear he promises nothing like that will happen. We've given you, the listener, a lot of reasons that if you're going to finish your basement, the company here in Southeast Northeast Michigan to call is Basements Plus. Steve and Amy, thank you so much for sitting with us
today. Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for taking such great care of our listeners.
Exactly.
You've been listening to the Inside Outside Guys today, featuring Basements Plus, only on AM 760 WJR.